more pay to go to Norton's?
Yes, and I went to work in the office.
Oh,
changed my whole way.
So what year would that have
shown? I always remember going for an interview.
Would it be about 1950?
Yes, it would be, yeah. I always remember going there, and I was always interviewed by the office manager.
Right.
And I always remember going in there and being interviewed by the office manager.
Yeah.
Offering me a job. And you were paid weekly.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was only much later on, you were always paid by the coin of the realm in
right.
those days.
Yeah.
And later on, you were allowed to have a bank account, but you were vetted for it.
Oh, is it?
You were interviewed to see if you were worthy
yes.
of a bank account.
Gosh.
I mean, today,
yes.
bank accounts,
everything's quite different.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I always remember going there. And as I say, I was paid weekly there. And as I say, it was a different whole way of life, really. I just worked in the factories before that.
Yes.
And then, as I say, I went into the office.
And what were you doing in the office?
I worked on Power Samus, as it was called. It was a forerunner of the computer, punch card system.
Right.
Yeah. I worked in that area. Quite interesting, really. You know, you did the punch cards. I don't know if you've ever seen the punch card system.
No, I haven't.
And you had codes and everything. And then you ran them through a huge printer. Mm. Well, it was a tabulator, really. They called it a tabulator. And in order to get the information off of the punch card, you had to put the different big boxes in, like the wages and anything else to do with accounts. You put that in. And so it was what they called a punch card system, Power Samus.
And it would...
It was a forerunner of the computer.
Produce a form that could then be read
we'd print out a huge... You still get these huge sheets of paper tabulated out. It would produce all the information you want in print form, so anybody could read it.
Yes. And how many of you would be doing that?
There was three of us doing punch card, and there was two of us doing the tabulator and getting out all the... We used to do really all the... We used to do with the accounts, really, mostly.
Yeah.
And used to, you know, produce this sheets of paper out for the different departments.
Did you have to receive training to do that?
Oh, yes, I had to, yes. I went up to London to train.
Okay.
I went up to High Holborn.
Right, yes.
To train.
Yes.
To use the punch card system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I stayed there, so I got married.
Right.
And
which
that
was...
When did we get married? After.
Right.
I stayed on then until I had my first child.
Right.
And
yes.
I left.
And...
I was 26 when I left. Yes, I did. Yes, yeah. I preferred it much.
Yes,
much yes. Yeah. And as I say, that was a nice company to work for. And I did get involved there. I used to play table tennis for them. We had a good table tennis. We had a very good team.
Yes.
We used to play all the other industrial companies.
Right.
And
We
used to play netball.
Oh,
so the netball was down in the front of the building. In this well here, we used to have the netball.
Okay.
It used to be the netball pitch.
Yeah. Where would the table tennis be?
The table tennis was in a hut over here, which you haven't got.
No.
And that's where they used to hold the table tennis.
Yes.
And they used to have a bowls one that used to play down King George V, the bowls.
Yes.
And all the big industrial companies... used to compete with one another for that. And also they used to have a Keep Fit, but that was more before my time.
Yeah.
My sister was one of these Keep Fit ones.
Right.
You know, they used to do it.
Yes, I've heard about that.
Fowler.
Eileen Fowler,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Murphy Radio.
Yeah.
They used to have a team. Norton's had a team. Shredded Wheat had teams.
Mm.
All the big companies had teams and used to compete against one another for different sports. As I say, netball was one of mine and table tennis.
And would that be at the weekend or would that be in the evenings?
Evenings and table tennis was nearly always evenings.
Yes.
But netball mostly was at weekends, Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
Because I was tall, I was put in a
shooter. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But they looked after you at Norton.
Oh, yes, they did. It was a nice company to work for. Yeah, yeah. The hut that we had for table tennis was probably on the B&Q car park. As it is
now. Right,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
No, no. And what was the office in a separate
working in
the, yes,
in the whole place?
Yes.
Oh,
approximately,
I would say 200 or 300.
Gosh,
yeah, it must
yes
have been.
Yeah,
because you had different floors. You see, this
right
is the, this was the this factory floor here.
Yeah,
would be the press wheel, and of course the ovens were here in this part and this
right
part.
Right, you were the chimneys. Yes,
and then of course you had the shellac and all the other different floors, different things.
Right,
different men.
Yes.
Products, mostly men.
Mostly men.
It was heavy industry.
Yes.
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 It was heavy industry. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you can see the kiln there, look.
Yes. Yes, the hard work.
Yeah, where they put the things. And then, of course, they got electric kilns.
Right.
Which they dismantled those.
Ah, yes.
And they run along big ovens.
Yes. Yeah.
But
yes,
they were quite a thing, you know. You used to see them stacking all the things in to bake.
Yes.
And then sealing it all up and then firing it. Yeah.
And that would be quite a long process, presumably.
Yes, it would be. And then it had to cool on its own. It
yes
couldn't cool it fast because you crack things.
So would you have a firing every day or...?
No, no. It depends on... There was three of them. Is that one there? Just there poking
yeah
out, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
There were three big kilns until, as I say, all
so
the
they'd
ovens,
be operating
ovens, yeah,
at different times.
And it depended
yes
on what they were baking.
Of course.
You know, small
yes
things. And,
yeah.
And then the oil stones used to be in this part here.
What were the oil stones?
Well, there's another way. They manufactured stones, oil stones, for you sharpen them. They'd be on a block like that. And they were
right
for sharpening.
Oh, I see.
They were called oil stones.
Oil stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the great big wheels for heavy industry like car manufacturing and people like that.
Yes.
Done in this floor because it,
yes,
was heavy, you know, heavy.
Yeah.
Things, yeah.
Can,
that's right. And they stayed American, though.
Were you aware of that, very aware of that?
Oh, yes,
that
yes.
Being
because
done?
Because the other thing they used to make was little tiny things to put on steps to stop skidding.
All right.
And the American
yes
president came over and slid down the stairs on them. Yeah, everybody laughed because
oh, yes
they said they were supposed to be non-skidding.
Oh,
down.
No.
Yeah,
yes.
Little tiny things like that.
All right.
And they used to,
gosh,
put them on steps.
Yes. So presumably they altered the design.
Well, but I don't know what they did, but I always remember there was a big laugh about it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, and they used to have all the big, they had the big, had some big cars, you know, like Daimler's and,
oh, yes,
and Rolls Royces. And of course,
yes,
at Christmas, they always took us over to the cherry tree.
All right.
And we used to, all used to get driven over.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that would be a dinner dance?
Yes. Christmas, yeah.
Yes.
So only the people at work there
yeah,
could be partners.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
One of my little pet things.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
A company.
Yeah. Mm. Right. Yes. Yes. No. I'm a.
And they used to
several men
wheel them on these trolleys. Wheel the wheels.
Right.
That, that'd be a,
ah.
You
yes
know, that, that's,
yes. Yes. As you say, that must have
yeah
been very heavy work,
yeah,
and a lot
heavy,
of that
yeah
presumably was still going out on the railway as well.
Yes, yes.
As well
yes
as the lorries.
Yes, yeah, that's right. There's a railway running along the back there.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, packing was down there somewhere, down the back of there. Because the roads at the back where the,
well, yes,
the lorries
it,
went.
It looks very light.
Here,
you've
course
got lots of glass, haven't
oh
you?
Yes, yeah, lots of glass, yeah.
It must have been, yeah. And is this a grassy area at the front?
Yes, that was all grass. That
yeah
was all grass.
Yes.
And that was a... Yeah, the packing must have been behind here because that's where they loaded them up, the lorries.
Mm.
And also at the back of the factory.
So presumably you did...
Yes, the hours were less. I used to start at 9 and finish
yes
at 5:30.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, and did you have lunch?
Have an hour for lunch.
And you'd go to the canteen or would you take pack lunch in?
Oh, we go to the canteen.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We go to the canteen.
Yes.
Or go out over town, you know, just like we're going to go...
You're close enough to get
yeah
out.
Yeah, to walk into town
yeah
for an hour.
Yes.
Mm. They were all quite strict on timekeeping.
Yeah.
All these companies.
Yes.
Mm, they liked to be on time.
Yes.
It got noted if you were late. It got told off.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.